comes up through a fan.
Okay. Now this is a question about types of houses mainly. What would you call an apartment that occupies, say that's got 4 stories tall, or 3, and one family lives on one whole floor? You know, the whole level. And a bunch of rooms, but just one whole floor.
Get a 2-story apartment?
It could be 2, 3, 4 stories. One family just lives on one. Like, one family lives in the first floor, another family lives in the
floor. We call them apartments.
Okay. Did you ever use the term flat? How about an apartment building that looks like a motel? It's a long affair, and like a car is parked in front of it. It's one story usually. Like the apartment at this end has the wall here is the same wall. You know, it looks like a motel right down the line. Do you have a name for that? That type of house?
All I ever know was a motel.
Okay, but it's not a motel. It's like an apartment building, you know.
Okay. A motor court?
All right. Have you ever heard the term row house or townhouse?
Yeah. Townhouse, yes.
What's a townhouse in your mind?
A townhouse is built like an apartment house.
Oh, 2 stories, 3 stories?
Yes, but the people would occupy the downstairs and the upstairs.
Okay. What kind of buildings house several families?
What kind of house?
Yeah, what kind of buildings? You're just talking about generally. You're talking about.
One family?
No, all 3, 4, 5 families, you know. You know, like you can say an apartment building, you know, but what other kind?
That's all I know, apartment building.
Okay. All right, let's say an apartment building or condominium, they sometimes have a man who does certain minor plumbing or repair, you know.
The maintenance.
Any other names for him?
Handyman.
Anything else?
It's all right. I know.
Okay, what might you call a house that had 3 or 4 rooms, but they were all in a row, you know? Like, you come in the front door and there's like a living room, and behind it there's a bedroom, and behind it maybe there's a kitchen.
You talking about a CBS house?
What?
A CBS?
What's CBS?
We call them those small family houses. Stucco houses.
Yeah. Oh, what's CBS stand for?
Oh,
okay. You ever heard the term shotgun house?
Oh, sure.
What's a shotgun house?
We used to call those little 2-bedroom wooden houses on 3rd Avenue or Dorsey Street or whatever.
They were 2-bedroom? Or yes. 2 rooms?
2 rooms. The living room and the kitchen. And they used to sleep in the living room and, you know, they had the kitchen.
And the living room was in the front, the kitchen was in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Could you have a shotgun house with 3 or 4 rooms?
Yes.
And it's all in a row?
Yes.
Okay. What if you had a house that was built in such a way that, like, let's say if this was, you know, looking at it from the top, mm-hmm. and there was a part over here and a part over here, but there was a hall in the middle that was open?
We call it a rooming house.
A rooming house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what if it was just one floor and one family occupied the whole thing? And this hallway was screened in?
I don't know.
Okay. You ever heard the expression dog trot house?
No.
Alright.
Hey, come back here.
Let's see.
I got a new that teen change. I don't have no. I got that. That's all I.